Whitley, what do you say we run down and catch the midnight flick at the Diller?
I'm not ready to make that kind of commitment, Dwight.
It's only 2 hours.
Well, it might be just a movie to you, but to me, it's a date.
What's so wrong about that?
It'll lead to other dates and long walks and dinner and after dinner.
Eventually breakfast. Whitley, you know how I feel about you.
But I'm not ready for this. I'm not... I don't know when I will be. I don't think it's fair to have you sitting around waiting for me.
I hadn't planned to.
Who's got Oye tonight in Atlanta? Swear to God, pop-up podcast. This is what we're doing, man. It's new. It's innovating. It's different. There's no schedule. There's no schedule to this shit. Yeah, man. What's up? Who's got Oye? Swear to God, pop-up podcast. ATL Podcast Network. I'm back, baby. Turn up committee tonight in Atlanta. Host got Oye, that's me. What's good? How you been, man? What's poppin'? Everything good in your life? Okay, well, let's get right to it, man. Where we at? November. Still warm outside, but yes, it is officially cuffing season, people. It's cuffing season. It's time to get cuffed. You been cuffed yet? I'm working on it. Let's talk about it, man. I think it always happens around this time of year, right? October, November, December, right before the holidays, somewhere in there. You get cuffed, you meet somebody. It's cold outside, so you make sure you get warm and cozy inside. I think that's what the definition of cuffing season is. I had to come talk to y'all, though, because I had to get y'all ready for it. I had to get y'all prepared. You don't want to get caught slipping out here. You feel me? You don't want to get cuffed by the wrong one. You don't want to cuff the wrong one. If you can't avoid it, there are signs. I can give you some signs on who to cuff and who not to cuff if you're willing to listen, man. It's Host God Oye. It's the Swear to God pop-up podcast. Okay? And these are signs when you're trying to cuff someone, if you're cuffing the right person or if you're not. Okay? Now, the first thing is energy. And this is the hardest thing, so I'm starting with it. It's energy. Energy is not words. It's not actions. Energy is a feeling. It's energy. Women sometimes call it their intuition. It's the energy that the other person is giving off. Like if you're in a spot and you see that she's chosen or she's made a choice or she gives you that little quick eye contact, that little glance, or... you know, she makes sure she's in your peripherals and shit like that. That's energy. You can kind of feel that. You kind of, okay, all right, she's digging me. So let's see what she's talking about and give her that energy back and see what happens. Energy is a good tell, if you will, for all my poker players out there. Find out what type of energy are you being given, and then you can reciprocate that. That's a good tell on who to cuff and who not to cuff. The typical shit is always, you know, the stats, you know what I mean? But it depends. It's different for everyone. And I think that's what I really want to talk to y'all about today. Like, it's different for everyone. I just read a status on Facebook. Host God on Facebook. By the way, Host God on Instagram, Tonight in Atlanta on Instagram, and Turn Up Committee on Instagram. But I just saw something on Facebook. One of my Facebook friends, she put up, she said, "He cheated on me, sis. What makes you think he won't cheat on you?" Right? I'm going to repeat it again. She posted, "He cheated on me, sis. What makes you think he won't cheat on you?" Now, as somebody that is a reformed hoe, self-proclaimed reformed hoe. I used to do some shit back in the day, back in my backsliding days, I used to do some shit, right? But I'm good now. And I told y'all before, I cheated on my son's mother. I did not cheat on my daughter's mother, but I did cheat on my son's mother. And I just wasn't ready. See, ladies, what you gotta understand is sometimes, men, we're just not ready. Y'all want us to be ready when y'all ready. We're not. I said this in an earlier podcast. A woman's life is love. A man's love is life. Women are always going to be ready for love because they were born for love. You're always gonna be ready before we are. Always. 9.67 times out of 10, the woman is going to be ready to love naturally before a man is ready to love and commit and all that good stuff. Naturally. So ladies, you 22, you 23, you're probably fresh out of college or something like that. You're ready. Meanwhile, you know, he could have graduated with you, but he's not. He got no telling how many more years. He might have 5 years that he wants to experience life and try different vaginas. He might have 10 years. Somebody like me, I didn't stop until I was, took me about 15 years in the game before I calmed down and was like, okay, you know what? Let me stop this. Let me get committed. I'm just being honest. If I can be honest with you, I'm just trying to give you ladies some understanding. Just because he cheated on you don't mean he's going to cheat on the next. It doesn't. You want it to, because emotionally you're scarred and you're hurt. You want it to, but it doesn't. Men grow up at a different time than women do. But when we do, oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. But you know, you just got to be around for it. That's the key. So if it's cuffing season, ladies, you gotta find somebody whose career is done. I think I said this before. I don't know. I hope I'm not repeating myself. I think I said this on one of the podcasts before. So if you're in cuffing season, get you some positive energy coming towards you from somebody, and then go, okay, let me know a little bit about your past. Let me run your bae credit history and let's see what you got going on. Are you done? Are you done with the cheating? And have you matured? Are you good with yourself? Because that's all cheating is. Besides the fact that as men we want to experience different vaginas, we're kind of immature. You know what I mean? We haven't matured all the way. We're kind of insecure. So we hide those insecurities in the fact that we got multiple women. It's a lot of different things. But when you get somebody, when you find a man that's good and he's secure and he's all right and he's done playing the games, you keep him. There you go. You can be cuffed by that. Fellas, the same thing with the ladies. Find somebody that, because here's the different stages that the women go through. Because they're ready to love quicker or first, you know, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, they're ready to love. You know, so they got that boyfriend either from college or that boyfriend fresh out of college. That's normally who the baby daddy or the husband is. Normally, most cases. Then by the time she get to that 30 mark, her kid is around anywhere from 2 to 6. And she's 30, that's normally when that relationship fizzles. No matter how many kids they have, that's normally when that fizzles. I'm just giving you a timetable right now. That's normally when that fades out. So, you know, she got 1 or 2 kids, so 30, she either gets the divorce or she breaks up with baby daddy. And from like 30 to like 33, 34, she's making up for lost time now. So she's in her phase. She's in her whole phase now for about 2-3 years until she gets tired of that, because she was made to love and she wants to get back to some love. This is hypothetical, by the way. But if I'm speaking to you, then I'm speaking to you right now. Host God, swear to God, Papa Podcast, I swear to God, I'm talking to somebody right now. But listen, so she gets like 33, 34, something like that, and she's done, you know, she's got her kids already, she's been married, but then she went through a whole phase, the makeup time, so she's done with that. Now she's looking for love again. Fellas, if that's the type of woman you're looking for, feel her energy. If she gives you that energy, cuff her. See, here's the thing. You got to know what you want. You got to know what you have. You got to know who you are first. You have to know that. Then figure out what you like. It might take a couple of relationships to figure out, nah, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. Hey, that's what I like. But here's the key. When you find it and you want to cuff somebody, cuff them for real. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now. It's crazy down here. It's millions and millions and millions of women. And I swear they all suck. It's just my opinion. Just the ones I ran into. For compatibility's sake and relationship's sake. They all suck. They all are. But I found one. And I'm like, okay, you know what? We like this vibe right here. This is good. This is a good vibe. Let's keep this. Let's keep this around. Let's keep the good vibes going. Before you know it, if you keep the good vibes going, it'd be 10, 15, 20 years from now. Like, oh shit, the vibes are still going. Hey, you still around. Oh, that was a good choice. Cuffing season. It's November something. Don't forget, too, I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but Saturday, November 18th, we're actually doing our next Love at First Sit speed dating game night. Yes, that's what we're doing. We're doing a speed dating game night. So you get Uno, Jenga, spades, and you get the speed date while you do it. It's going to be super dope. It's going to be at Galleria 314. You can look that up. It's going to be dope. Tonight in Atlanta, Tournament Committee. Whole team is going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. It's going to be fun. We're going to help some people get cuffed. And I'm going to give advice. I'm going to be Dr. Love. What are we going to call? The Love God. I'm going to be the Love God. That's what it is. I got to write that down. I just came up with that. Host God, oh yay. Swear to God, pop-up podcast, cuffing season. Choose wisely, people. Get through the winter. I see y'all next summer. Yeah.